Blog Talk Radio.
The time will come when they shall not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the O.W. Prince Ministries broadcast. Today's offering is entitled, Do You Have Your Own Church? Someone asked me one day, Do you have your own church now? That simple direct question set off a series of questions in my spirit. What does it mean to have my own church? What is implied in asking that question? Is that question supported by Holy Scripture? Is the question itself wicked in origin and in intent? Am I supposed to answer that question as if I understand and agree with its presumptions and implication that a person can actually have their own church and a church is something that can be obtained through human means? And as I asked myself these questions, and as I researched the Holy Scripture text for references and teachings on what it means to have one's own church, the Father allowed me to see by revelation of His Holy Spirit that there is no divine way that anyone can have their own church. The whole notion of having a church is demonic and ungodly. And upon this revelation, I became offended by the question. I began to see the question as coming from a dark and wicked place, a place contrary to God's way and to Christ. There is only one true and divine ecclesia of Christ. There is only one called out community of repentant, water baptized in the name of Jesus, the Messiah, Holy Spirit, gifted, obedient body of believers. Some of you may already know this, but Satan corrupted and altered the original scripture text that says, Upon this rock I will build my ecclesia. And he corrupted it into, Upon this rock I will build my church. An even further perversion of the divine spirit of God's one true ecclesia is the splintering of God's one true spiritual body into several thousand divisive incorporations, Christian denominations, and belief systems. This is in direct violation and disobedience of God's holy word in Romans 12 and 16 and 1 Corinthians 1 and 10. And although Christ is soon to return for his bride that we incorrectly call the church, it is highly unlikely that he is coming back for what many of us know as the church. What the world may call church may not be what God recognizes as his one true ecclesia and bride. Therefore, given all of the evidence and considering the teachings and the commands of God in Christ through his chosen apostles, my response to the question as to whether or not I have my own church is an emphatic no. A child of God never wants or desires to have their own church, but we desire to be born into the Father's one true and eternal house, the body of Christ, the ecclesia of God. Amen. John 4:23-24 says, But a time is coming and has now come when the true worshiper will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such as those to worship him. God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship him in spirit and in truth. Please note that this scripture doesn't make any reference to worshiping God in a church or in a religious tradition or in a specific ethnic or cultural way or within a certain Catholic or Protestant institution or denomination. Where did the notion of organized institutional Christianity come from anyway? Where did the notion come from that says that a church is a building or a structure or an organized religious establishment or non-profit corporation or a congregation? Did the apostles and disciples of Christ go to a church? Did they join a church? Did they seek to get their own churches? To answer these questions, we have only to look to the scriptures once again. So Jesus said to them, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven," Luke 10:18. "And the great dragon was hurled down, the ancient serpent called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was hurled down to the earth, and his angels with him." Revelations 12:9. Satan, who is the god of this world, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe, trust in, submit to, and obey the word of God in Christ. They are unable to see, comprehend, grasp hold of, and experience the glorious light of the good news. They don't understand this message about the glory of Christ, who is the exact likeness of God. 2 Corinthians 4:4. "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." 1 Corinthians 2:14. "Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knows him." John 14:17. And Jesus said, "I assure you, unless someone is born again, born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot," and I repeat, cannot, "see the kingdom of God." John 3:3-7. If we want to enter into the body of Christ and begin to see what it means to be a part of the body of Christ, we must first believe the gospel of the kingdom of God as preached by Christ and his apostles and repent. That is to say, die to our physical birth and sinful disobedience of God's eternal commandments and reject everything that the world and her religions have taught us about joining a church and being saved, and return, submit, and surrender to God's one true way of salvation. Acts 2:38-42 says, "Repent and be baptized, each of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call, saying, be saved from this corrupt generation." Those who accepted his message were baptized, and that day about 3,000 people were added to them, and they devoted themselves to the apostles' teachings, to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayers. According to the Holy Scripture, in order to be saved and fulfill the salvation command of Christ in John 3:3-7, we must be buried, that is to say, submerged into water, in the name, in the authority of the Messiah, and be gifted by the Father with the Holy Spirit, and continue in the teachings of his chosen and empowered apostles, communing together as one body of Christ Jesus. Amen. Repent. I'm O.W. Prince. May the ecclesia of God be edified, may Satan and his demons be horrified, and may God the Father, in the name of Christ our Lord, be glorified. Let the redeemed of the Lord say, Amen.
Power.
Purpose.
Purpose.
On the O.W. Prince Ministries Broadcasting Network.